following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Great deals on gifts and smoking accessories can be found right now at Wizards. Check out the large selection of Woodwick candles with new lower prices, vaporizers, shirts, hats, and so much more. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards! Because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. Did you catch what happened here just before this opened? Did you catch that? It was the commercial that ran from Wizards. Yeah, that's a little something we're doing a little bit different here. Just a good old-fashioned, straight-up radio commercial. There's schools of thought on how advertising should be done on this medium. You know, some of the, you should be a little bit more natural. You should do things, people seem to. I don't think it really matters, per se, on that line. We wanted to devote 30 seconds at the beginning of the show to our sponsor, Wizards. And that's why, by God, that's what we've done. And, such as it is. And that's what makes this show possible. So, you know, instead of me ranting and raving about certain things, you just get that quick little commercial. It's the same thing that you hear on the radio. At radio-memphis.com. There's a bit of a mention right there. Coming up a little bit later on in this episode, in this show, we've got music for you from Deering and Down, a great duo. Lots of fun. They've been on the show before. They've got a brand new record that is out called No Rhyme, No Reason. And no is K-N-O-W. No Rhyme, No Reason. It's a very clever play on words, but we'll play a tune off of that record here in a little while. Things have been sort of bizarre and twisted, of course, last week. The big election, it's sort of the big elephant in the room. I don't want to elaborate any further on this too much. I know everybody's still sort of shell-shocked and freaked out about it. Maybe not everybody, but, and there's nothing to really rehash because it is everywhere. Everybody's been talking about it, and it's all over television and radio and all your media sources. It's kind of hard to escape it. In fact, a few days ago on the air, it was so pervasive, this whole thing, that it was kind of difficult a little bit to find something that was a little more distracting. because that's what I do when I'm on the air at Radio Memphis, weekday mornings, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. I try and find things that will kind of take your mind off of it a little bit. If I use the word distraction, I know the conspiracy theorists go, oh, see what I mean, bro? You're over there trying to distract us from what's real in this world. No, I'm just trying to, help you escape it for a few minutes. We keep our thumb on it so we know what's going on, but, you don't have to dwell in the whole thing. Whatever it is, it is. It'll happen. Every 4 years we deal with it and we continue on. That's the thing about this country. We find ourselves immediately divided by certain issues and stances about certain things. And then on top of that, we put it aside and we just keep going. We get back together and we find out what's more important. And that's really the key. So, such as it is. And you have to keep in mind that things are not always as they appear. That's a lot of it, too, especially these days, because we're just flooded. All of us are flooded with ideas and thoughts and points of view that are just not necessarily correct. And, when things are not as they appear to be, It can create a bit of an interesting stress factor, if you will. I'll give you an example. This is a good example. It just came to mind. For example, there's this pervasive thought, at least there has been, especially in the golden days of radio, that this medium, since you're not seeing me, you're not seeing what my fingers are on and what I'm able to do and how I'm going to do it, that I can create an environment. I can create in your mind the idea that let me think of something here real quick. While I'm not really on my feet. I'm on my ass, really. But here's an idea. Say we are talking about having a live show. Maybe for a moment, this show is becoming live. And by virtue of that, we begin to change our environment and the sound around us right now. That's just it. If you're not listening, most of you are listening on earbuds. And if you're not, take a moment and connect them, however it is that you do so, especially if you're in stereo. And now things take on a different vibe. And now all of a sudden, we're on a stage, and we're here in front of an audience, in front of a live audience, and things are going pretty well. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. This is going to be a fine time. We've got a great show for you this time out. Music coming up a little bit later on from Deering and Down. How about that? Yes, indeed. And we'll have us some fun. Perhaps we'll tell a joke or two. You know, for example, here's a great joke for you. It's one of the old standbys. Everybody loves this one. A horse walks into a bar and the bartender says, "Hey, why the long face?" Okay. A bear walks into the same bar and he says, "Hey, bartender, I would like a beer." And the bartender says, "Hey, why the big paws?" Okay, for the love of God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Exit stage left. And you see, just like that, the environment that we have just created, as completely and totally fake as that was just done right here on the show. And I do that because I like the idea that at any given moment, you know, you can create a theater of the mind. Obviously, that little bit that you just heard, there was nothing more than an exercise in perhaps explaining how things can be, well, a little different. And maybe things are not always as they appear. Now, you'll have to take my word for it when I tell you that I am as honest as I can, as possible with the audience. I never like lying to the audience unless there's some sort of a joke I'm playing. And then, yeah, there might be a little diversionary tactic to get you to the point where I'm trying to get you to. But aside from that, I'm not going to sit here and just, you know, prevaricate until the cows come home. It just doesn't work that way. And it's an important distinction to make because the idea that exists that we are living in a world where things are not as they appear, it's very easy for all of us to get caught up in those things. Here's another prime example, and this will really kind of get into the meat of it. It's really hard these days to be something that you're not. Catfishing was a thing for a while. It still sort of happens. You don't hear about it that often because it's kind of hard to be something that you're not. Catfishing is the act of finding somebody making contact with you via social media or email. And they interact with you and they tell you that they're a person when they're really not that person. They're somebody else. And they're just trying to, I don't know, be your buddy or whatever the case may be. There was a time early in the history of Radio Memphis, we were somewhat the victim of a catfishing scheme, but it was nothing nefarious about it. The guy that was doing it was just being an idiot and he got caught. We caught him and we outed him and it was a big deal and such as it was. But what's really odd is that you see in social media, people will want to friend you for whatever reason. And you go, you have to, at least to a certain extent, you have to go and you have to check them out. You have to see who these people are, especially if you don't really personally know them. For a good number of you, that may not be quite the issue because, you know, you have your circle of friends and these are people that you know of and you're very careful about who it is that you accept into your list of friends. In a position that I'm in where I'm in a bit of a high profile job, if you will, there are those that genuinely want to be close to what it is that I'm doing. So you'll see my Facebook feed is a little bit different than maybe a lot of others. I don't write a whole heck of a lot. I may post a joke or two, you know, just having some fun, you know, communicating with the people that are fans of this show and the things that I do at Radio Memphis. And it's for them a way to be in touch with what it is that I'm doing. And be that as it may, I will accept most people on the old friends list. And I said most because I tend to vet them. I'm looking at you. I see you. I don't know really who you are. A lot of people are saying that they're things that they're not. One of the telling things, and for example, before let me get ahead of myself here, one of the things that I'll do is I'll go check out that page. Let's say you have friended me. Well, I'm just not going to blindly accept it. But I'll click on your name. I'll take a look at your Facebook page. A lot of times there's not a whole heck of a lot on it. But I'll see certain posts. One of the ones, for some bizarre reason, I get a lot of these. And they're funny to me. I'm highly amused when I get them. It's the cam girls. You know, it's the models. It's the little cupcakes that are out there that are trying to, you know, hey, take a look at my little magic profile. Facebook won't let me show you the good pictures, but here's a tease. You don't know who the hell I am. No, you won't be accepted. Typically, if I'm going to accept you as a friend, you've got to have been on the social media site for a while. You've been Facebooking for a bit. You've got some things that are going on that I find kind of interesting. And we've got about, you know, 40, 45 mutual friends. I keep it at about that. Because I will know those people. I'll understand. And then there's common interest and then there's things that go on. Now, the cam girls, that's a whole different deal because they do have a lot of mutual friends. And this is what's amusing to me because I've gotten to the point now where I look at the mutual friends who I know a good number of you. And it's the same hard luck guys that are friending these cupcakes, these cam girls. It's funny because y'all are so freaking desperate. As if, oh yeah, hey baby, it's nice to meet you. Hey, how's it going? You wanna look at my wiener? It's that kind of stuff, and it's like, come on, man. it's delete. I keep the mutual friends up because that acts as sort of a fun buffer zone for me. That's the beautiful thing. That's how that shit works. not gonna horse around with it too much like that. But yes, in fact, just today there were like five of them that I went through these people found the delete file pretty fast. They don't know that I deleted them. They just it just goes unanswered as it is. Another one that I get a lot of. Now I have to be careful with some of this because I do get a lot of foreign fans. There's a lot of people from all over the world that listen to this and I get, they want to see what they want to, you know, be a part of it. And that's fine. And I can pretty much tell. And I made the mistake once of friending somebody. It was a lady out of the Philippines and not 5 seconds after I approved it, this lady was bombarding my inbox in private message in Messenger. Asking me a million questions, none of which had anything to do with what I do or what it is that I am. And asking questions like, hey, are you married? Do you have any children? I'm like, hey, you haven't looked at my profile. Most of your questions could be answered just by looking at my profile. So obviously this is somebody who didn't. So, you know, I'll play with them a little bit and say, okay, well, what is it that you're looking for? What can I help you with? Is there something that I can assist you in your need? What is it you want? Oh, I'm just desperate. I'm looking for love. And I'm looking for a ticket into the United States. First of all, honey, you don't want to come here right now. This is where we're kind of busy. We're kind of busy sorting the problems out. These are mail order brides that are trying to find their way in. Desperation. Find a complete stranger online, friend them, and then flirt with them heavily by asking them straight up, are you married? You got any kids? How old are you? Do you have an education? You like large families? No. No, that's just, oh, it's delete, unfriend, block, go away. and I see this a lot, and it's usually out of the Philippines. Now, granted, right now in the Philippines, they've got this this crazy ass president over there, Duterte, whatever this guy is. He's a bit nuts. He's a little crazy. He has kind of become a bit of a dictator over there. And oddly enough, he likes our current choice of who we just elected to take over the White House, which I find sort of amusing. Then again, so did ISIS. And so did Putin. So we're mixing in pretty rowdy company. However, having said all of that, okay, it's enough of the politics, bro. The desperation from people sometimes is sort of amusing, and you just can't blindly accept them. You have to accept them for what they are, I suppose. And if you know, it's your Facebook page, do whatever the fuck you want to. If you want to friend them and deal with all that, that's your business. I mean, these people are not really offering much of anything to society. They really aren't. They're just looking for love in all the wrong places. Gee, that would be a great name for a song. I'd tell you something else too that I've noticed with this show, specifically from Radioland. One of the directory sites that we use as a publishing point for this show gives me some pretty detailed analytics. Analytics, of course, are how we measure who's watching and where, or who's listening, or who's downloading from where. And analytics in the podcasting world are kind of a freaky machine, really, because you have to look at a lot of different parameters, and you have to kind of do a little bit of math and make it to where it's understandable in a roundabout way. So when people ask me, how many listeners you got, and it's because it's kind of strange being in an on-demand world. People that might discover the show, say, during this episode, and if they like what they hear, they tend to go backwards. So all of a sudden, older episodes grow up and up and up. This is episode 144. This may be where they start, but they're not going to forget the fact that they can go back 144 stinking weeks and hear all of these shows in whatever form that may have been, or a topic that they may like, and then they get caught up, and then they continue on. It's sort of the way on-demand programming tends to work. Not everybody's going to be tuned in at the exact same time. Now, with all of that in play, when you're looking at analytics, which is the statistical form by which you measure your audience in this format, you tend to look at, say, things like feed hits, how many times your RSS feed has been hit. The RSS feed is it's an automated sort of piece of software that you fill out when you've built the show. And it points to the exact spot as to where the show is located. So when you open up your software, your podcast gathering software, whatever it might be, whether it's iTunes or the one that's on Android or Pocket Cast or, you know, whatever, whichever ones that are out there. And you say, hey, I want this show. You're checking off what you want to subscribe to. All those shows, including this one, have an RSS feed, and it's its own unique URL. And it tells that automated system where to find the show. So each time I update this show, each time this whole thing gets recreated every week, it goes into that queue. So when the bits of software sense that, they go, oh, there you are. So that feed hit pulls the episode into that person's device. It helps automate things on our level, and that's pretty good. It's kind of cool. And when you look at the feed hits for this show, for example, over the past 144 weeks, we have seen somewhere near a half million feed hits, which is, it's kind of tricky to figure that out. There's an interesting math to it, and you could do an average of how many hits per show or over the course of time, but those feed hits, from my understanding, granted, it's still sort of a weird world. It represents, because each one of those feed hits is sort of a man-made thing. It's an obvious gathering of a show. It's not just a oops, I clicked on the wrong page thing. It doesn't work quite like that. So when you look at that number, you can roughly estimate, like with this show, nearly a half million subscribers. So, you know, thank you for that, by the way. Appreciate you doing that. You could share the show and tell everybody you know about it. That'd be great. With that in mind, I get kind of a rough idea as to what's going on. Now, other analytics that are available to me are our location. What countries in the world are listening? China is up there pretty good. A good chunk of Europe, of course, the United States, California. Those of you out there on the West Coast are big fans of this show, and I thank you very much for that. And there's other places like Montana, not so much. A lot of the rural areas of this country, not so much. A lot of it can be chalked up to the availability of internet or those that are just not into what it is that I'm talking about, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And it's pretty neat to see the diversity of it. And then there's another little interesting analytic as to what website referred that person to the feed. So I'll see that. And one of the more amusing referrals, I guess a category that comes to it, and it was some kind of a funky URL, and I couldn't make it out, and it was in my analytic thing, so I clicked on it, and Lord have mercy, it opened up a site. It could get you in trouble with people. It was a randy site. I didn't know if I should be offended or proud. I didn't know that I could be associated with naked people, but apparently I am. I don't know how that is. I don't know if the keywords and tags that I use in these programs are associated with that, but perhaps it did. But boy, howdy! I guess, yeah. Here's an idea though. Probably what could be happening is people are using those sites and they've, you know, completed their transaction, if you will, and they're looking for something else to, I don't know, erase the shame, and they find this. They go straight from there to here, and whatever the case may be. Okay. And then, you know, there's those of you that are doing both. And if that's the case, if you're looking at naked people and you're listening to this at the same time, congratulations, you've figured out how to multitask far beyond the capabilities of most men. So just be aware. I see you. I'm looking at you. Those of you that want to be my friend, you're going to have to go to my own little kangaroo court. You're going to have to earn that right to come in. You can't just go, please, I've got things to offer you. There's nothing I want from you but your ears and your attention for a moment. If you're just trying to offer yourself to be as a mail order bride, hey, I'm stocked up. I'm good to go, buddy. I'm off the market. Appreciate the concept. Those of you who just want me to take a look at your ass, I appreciate that as well. That font, great. Nice cans. Next. That's not contributing to anything that's going to, you know, benefit me down the way. Oh, my damn. So be that as it may, just remember the internet is a strange place. It's a wonderful place, and it's filled with all sorts of things. It's massive. You know, I like talking about the fact that it's the, you know, the sum total knowledge of I know that's an oxymoron. It's the sum knowledge, if you will, of all of humanity right there in the palm of your hand. But, you know, when you get everything, then you get too much, which is far better than the other way around. I don't want it censored by any means. I think I'm to the point where I've gotten to be fairly savvy as to what's important to me or the rest of society as opposed to what's not. So, such as it is, I would rather be able to filter it myself and not worry too much about the software end of it, because I know everybody's got their thing. That's fine. I'm not being judgmental by any means, aside from the mutual friends I know that I have, that you fellas, I can smell the desperation off of your Facebook page. It is sad. Oh, so sad. I'm not suggesting you go back and clean up your friends list. That's your department. I'm sure there are some of you who are friends of mine that have seen the very same thing. So, yeah, buddy. As I said, the internet is a strange and wonderful place. It can be a beautiful thing. It can be a thing of complete, absolute horror and terror. But you have to exercise your own caution. You have to be careful. The old gag about, well, everything on the internet is true. That's why it's there. That is a gag, because most of it isn't. If you've gone through your social media over the past 3 weeks, shit, over the past year, and had to deal with all the political nonsense that's been thrown at everybody, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. A lot of fake stories been pushed around as the real deal, and you have to sort that out. You have to, you know, you have to practice due diligence amongst yourselves educating yourself, of course, is a good thing. Verifying the truth is another matter entirely. And that involves you doing a little work and doing a little research and sorting it out. And I have faith that you'll figure it out. Yeah, you will. And I'll tell you this, the mail order bride business, since it's, you know, as people joke about this in the civilized world, is that, God, really, is this sort of thing still? I mean, that was big back in, what, 1849. Why is it still happening? I'll tell you why. It's big business. It is huge. It is an enormous thing that happens to this day. If you get caught up into the circles of it, or perhaps you've bought one, well, best of luck. Seriously, I hope that works out for you. Sometimes meeting somebody the old-fashioned way, you know, like in a bar or in a grocery store or at your church or bumping into somebody somewhere in a public place or meeting a friend's friend, however the case may be, all of those ideas may not be working for you. And you got to go out and go buy it. Well, I don't think I have anything to offer for you on that, but I guess my deep felt congratulations.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
The quote-unquote war on Christmas is an imaginary thing because the rest of us who really, you know, aren't too terribly concerned with the holiday are mighty sick and tired of having Christmas shoved down everybody's throat. So you'll excuse me if I have had enough of looking at your goddamn Christmas decorations, your fucking trees, your ho-ho-hos, and the fucking Christmas music, okay? It starts the day after Halloween, November 1st, sometimes even sooner. And it's just this full-on, oppressive, assaulting, you will enjoy this holiday. Thank you, commercial guy, but you've ruined it for me. I could give a shit. So those of you that are upset about this war on Christmas need to keep this shit in mind.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Gifts and smoking accessories are on sale right now at reduced prices, including a large selection of Woodwick candles, vaporizers from Puff King, Grenco, Wolf, and Stealth Hybrid, shirts, hats, and adult novelty gifts. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items. What was that? It was another commercial. That's what we call our mid-roll. There's a pre-roll. There's a mid-roll. And a lot of shows have an end roll, of which that thing you just heard was actually more of a combination of mid and end. But nevertheless, hey, the reward for that, and I thank you for sitting through that, the reward for that is some music, and we have that for you here. These are lovely people. I've gotten to know these folks. They're wonderful folks. Lana Deering and Neil Down. And they've got a group that's a duo. They've been together for quite some time, Deering and Down. They're some of Memphis' favorite artists. And I'll tell you what, they've got a brand new record that they've been slowly piecemealing out over this year. It's a great record called No Rhyme, No Reason. K-N-O-W Rhyme, K-N-O-W Reason. Beautiful stuff. Great, great music. I highly recommend you go pick it up. Find them on Facebook, Deering and Down-Official. That's where you can find them there, or just look for them online and get the record. I think you'll certainly enjoy it. It's got some great reviews from my friend Silver Michaels, wrote a wonderful thing at silvermichaels.net. You can read up about the record, or you can take a listen to this. This is one of the first singles. I think this was like the second single they released off of that record. We've had it on the air for a little bit at radio-memphis.com. It's a great tune. Here it is. It's called River City. It's Deering and Down from Radioland.
Living on the banks of the River City. Hard to make the money when they pay you for free. I'm rolling up, I'm coming down. You need to run me through the center of town. I'm out in the garden, I'm digging up a carbon footprint. Yeah, the sun.
Go get the record. You'll enjoy it. No Rhyme, No Reason from Deering and Down. Plus, if you are in the Memphis area, you can find them. They play a lot of weekends in and around the area. Go find them. Go enjoy the show. They are a lot of fun. They've got some new tunes that are out, to like spaced out like an astronaut. Heart Full of Love is another cut that's on the record there. There's a ton of stuff that that you can find. Go get the new record, and it's they're good folks, great musicians, and they're very much beloved here in this city. Besides, for those of you that are guitar nuts, go watch Neil play. He's got this Memphis Grease thing working. Man, it's a beautiful story about these guys, the good folks. DeeringandDown.com. It's DeeringandDown.com. You can find out more there on their website. All right, kids, that's it. I'm done. I'm pretty much out of here. You heard what's coming up next week. In the meantime, watch yourselves online. I'm telling you, check it before you wreck it, my boy. And if you're going to be friending people with nefarious reasons, keep in mind, some of us are keeping a close eye on your ass. Lord have mercy. Yeah, I can smell that desperation. So there. And once again, that thing, that little trick I did earlier on in the show with walking out on the stage, that didn't happen. That only happened in your head. Isn't it kind of cool we could do that? I can promise you, if I'm ever doing one of these shows live in front of an audience, you'll know, because a lot of you will be there. I certainly hope so. All right, kids, I'm done. We'll see you next time. In the meantime, take care of yourselves and take care of one another. And for God's sake, stop shooting each other, will ya? I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.
Seriously, long face. Don't you get hoarse? Long face. Don't you? Okay, that's all right. That's all right. All right. All right. Here we go. One last shot. One last shot, and I'm out of here. A racist, a xenophobe, and a misogynist walk into a bar. The bartender says, "Hello, Mr. President." Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you. I see how you are. That's it. Good night, everybody.